Perek Dalet Pasuk Tes. Toivim Hashnayim Min HaEchod. As we've seen throughout Koheles, whenever you see a Pasuk that seems to be saying nothing, it's obviously saying a tremendous amount. It's obviously, the more Pasuk the Pasuk looks, the more there's behind the Pasuk. So let's just see these couple of Pesukim. Toivim Hashnayim Min HaEchod. Two are better than one. Okay. I think everybody would agree two is better than one. You can accomplish more with two than if you have one. So Shlomo says, Asher yesh lahem sachar tov ba'amolam. Because they have great schar, they see results from their toil. From their efforts, they see results. Okay, so maybe he means something very deep, right? Maybe Shlomo Melech is telling us not something very deep. So now he explains, what do I mean by that it's good to have two instead of one? Ki mipoilu, if they fall, if one falls, ho'echod yokim es chaveroi. If you have two people walking, one guy falls, the other guy could pick him up. If two people are there, one can help the other. If one guy flops and he injures himself, he can't help himself up. He's stuck. Now, isn't that elementary? Isn't that Aleph Beis? So if we were thinking maybe to say a deep shot, Shlomo Melech says, Pasha, two people walking, one guy falls, the other guy could pick him up. You look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Toivim Hashnayim l'chol dover." What does Rashi mean to say? L'chol dover, for everything. Two are better than one. L'chol dover. And then when it comes to Ki Yipoilu, Rashi says, "Kimashmoy, Pasuk Pshat." Gamim Yishkoivu. You know, if you ever camped out at night and you're cold, there's 7-8 guys in one tent. Body heat. There's warmth. Suppose Yishkoivu Shnayim v'cham lehem lechor eichecha. If you have two guys, there's body heat. So if it's cold, one guy will make the other guy warmer. It's a pella. I'm just a pella. This is all Aleph Beis. I need Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, to tell me that if you have two people, two is better than one, because if there's two people and one falls, the other guy could pick him up? And there's body heat? I wouldn't know that. I need Shlomo HaMelech to teach me that? Pella. Obviously, that's not Pshat. So what is Pshat? So you all know that friendship is a very big thing. Friendship is a tremendous thing. I don't just mean from a secular standpoint. I'm saying from the Torah's perspective. The Torah's perspective, the Torah says, Oy chavruso y misusa. Either you need a good friend, or it's not worth being here. It's not worth being here without a good friend. Oy chavruso y misusa. So, you just look at a couple of Mishnayos. In Pirkei Avos, I'm sure you all have Pirkei Avos on your fingertips. There are three Mishnayos that talk about chavrusa. First, we go to Perek Aleph. Perak Aleph Mishnevov, Yeshu ben Prachin, the Abelik in him, Yeshu ben Prachin, Emer, Asay Lechorav, Ukne Lechorav. So if you're Medaik in the Mishnah, and many of the Mephoshim are, it's more important to have a Chavah than to have a Rav. Lechorav. Asay Lechorav, says make for yourself a Rebbe, doesn't say you have to pay for it. Make a Rebbe. Asay Lechorav. By a Chavah, it says, K'nei l'chachoda. Now I want to ask you, wouldn't you say in Sfarah it's the opposite? If you have a friend that you have to pay him to be your friend, that's not a friend. If you have a friend that you have to pay him off to be your friend, that's not a friend. If somebody comes over to me and says, listen, the only way for this guy to be a friend of mine, I gotta pay him off. Stay away from him. That's not a chaver. A Rebbe, on the other hand, possible guy should be Rebbe, he has to be paid. Okay, so there's a whole shaila. If you want to take money to teach Torah, so the Rishonim explain, you're not allowed to take money to teach. You're allowed to take money for the time off that you're not doing something else. Right? So if I'm the marshal, I would be a lawyer. Right? So I would charge you $1,000 an hour. Okay, so I charge $1,000 an hour. Now you want me not to practice law. You want me to teach you? Fine, I'm taking $1,000 that I would lose from not doing what I normally would do. That's the heter of taking money to teach. The heter to take money to teach is that. Now, if you're teaching children, you have to wake them up, they go to sleep during a shiur, or they stam mishugin. So then it's called schar shimur. It's babysitting. You're not right, they're not taking money to teach. But let's say somebody is teaching B'nai Aliyah, like Baruch Hashem we have here in Yeshiva. B'nai Aliyah. So you're teaching. You're not going to take money mamish for teaching. But fine, but there's a heter. There's a heter how to take money. Taking money for not doing other things. Schar b'teila. But at least in concept, if a guy took money to teach you, it doesn't show he's not a Rebbe. It's not a steerer with being a Rebbe. But a chaver? Chaver is taking money? Kanei l'chachara? Paying off somebody to be a friend? That's a chaver. So what's taka pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos? Asei l'charav, kanei l'chachara. So that's this Mishnah here in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. We go vayta, Perek Beis. Vayta chaver. Says the Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Tes. Two ways of derech yishor shiyad big bardo. What's a good quality a person should have? Ayin toiv. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar says ayin toiv. Rabbi Yeshua mechover toiv. Here it's mamish apella. The Mishnah is saying, what good quality should a person have? So he's saying, he should have an ayin toiv. The other one is saying he should have a good friend. To have a good friend is a good midah. To have a good friend is a good midah. It's practical. It's smart. Why is that a good midah? Somebody says, I need a good friend. That's a good midah. Saying, Eizeh hi derech toivah shiyad big bohodo. This is bothering the Mefarshim so much that some of the Mefarshim learned, Chover Toiv is telling you, you should be a good friend. Not you should have a good friend. Be a good friend. But that's not Pshutei Shel Mishnah. Now we go weiter, Perek Dalet. Rebbe Elazar ben Shamu Oimer. This is the most difficult Mishnah. Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Beis. Rebbe Elazar ben Shamu Oimer. Yeikova Talmid Chochove V'locha Kisholcho. You should honor your Talmud like you honor yourself. Ve'kova Yit Chavecho. You should honor your friend. The way you have fear from your Rebbe. What? Kovod chavercho, kemoyer rabach? It's pshat net. It's a shaykhis. And then the Mishnah continues. Moyer rabach, kemoyer shemayim. So obviously the Mishnah is saying you should have more fear for your Rebbe than you do for your friend. But that is kovod chavercho, kemoyer rabach. It's not even equated. You should have honor for him like you're afraid of your Rebbe. What's going on here? It's a pshat. Very shver. Very shver Mishnah. So our base on the teretz to this is very simple. It's really an orchis tzaddikim. It's an orchis tzaddikim. This orchis tzaddikim is one of the most impacting orchis tzaddikim that I, the shtiklach, and the orchis tzaddikim that I learned in my lifetime. Because he gives you a whole new concept, what's a friend. And that's really what Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Toivim HaShnayim in Echad. Really, this Ovis Rav Nosson is really, this Ochas HaDikim is really an Ovis Rav Nosson. And then we'll understand everything. What was Akasha? Akasha was, Shlomo HaMelech is saying, two are better than one. Two are better than one. And then he says, you know why two are better than one? And he gives us simple examples. If two people are walking, one guy falls, the other guy could pick him up. Shkech. Right, that was Akasha, Poshet. Then he says, if you have two people, one guy's cold. If he's alone, he's cold. If there's two people, there's body heat. If you have 100 people in the room, it's going to be warmer. Of course, we'll do that. Shlomo Machta, tell me that. Our place. So here's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael. Really, the concept of a friend that many people think is a friend is mamish v'nahapachu. It's the opposite. What people think is a friend. And I tell this to Bochum when they get older, and the Oisik and Shaduchim, I tell them the same thing. Same thing. You know, one of the most difficult Gemaras talking about marriage is the famous Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava, it says, Hashem created Chava, Ezer Kenegdoi. Ezer Kenegdoi. Ezer means to help you. Kenegdoi means against you. Kenegdoi is an enemy. Ezer is a friend. That's Pasha Pshat. So Hashem created Chava originally, created an Isha, to be an Ezer or Kenegdoi. What is it? That's the Gemara's Kashulcher. The Gemara says like this. Zocha, if you're Zocha, Pasha it means, if you pick the right person, it ends up being a friend for you. Helps you. Ezer. Loi Zocha, if you're not Zocha, Kenegdoi, then you're going to have somebody fighting you. No good. Loi Zocha Kenegdoi. But the Gemara says, we lochim boy. If you look at Rashi and Brashis, he brings down that lashon. That your wife is going to be loichim. Really? So Hashem originally created an Isha, potentially to fight a war against you. That's the purpose of the creation. How could that be? Pella. The Pshat Rabbi Yisai is very simple. I often tell guys that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when his wife was Nifteles, he got up by the Levaya. One of the most fascinating things was, he got up to ask a mechila like anybody does. When you're living with somebody so many years, you know how it is. Even if you have a good friend, usually a day doesn't go by where you may have done something wrong. You get up, he asks for mechila. So Shlomo Zalman got up. And you had to know Rav Shlomo Zalman to appreciate the story. Because if you knew Rav Shlomo Zalman, I was zeicher to get a glimpse of Rav Shlomo Zalman. And you understood his Bein Adam L'Chaveri, you'd be able to understand this. He got up, he said, I want to ask Mechila for my wife. And then he stops. It was the most fascinating thing. He stops. And he looks down, and he goes, no. I have nothing to ask Mechila. Can you imagine? You live with your wife? Oirich Yomim Vishonim? To be able to say by the Levaya, there's not one thing to ask Mechila. Most husbands have to ask Mechila every 5 minutes. Can you imagine being able to get up? And this is by the Levaya. There's no, it doesn't sound like you're trying to shave a brachas. Trying to say nice things. Your friend saying something about you by shave a brachas. This is by his wife's Levaya. He wants to ask her for Mechila, but he's an Ishemas. He says, Duchzach, there's nothing to ask for. So one of his Talmidim was so inspired that his Rebbe was able to live his whole life with his wife without having one thing to ask for Mechila. So he got married that year, and he was Makabel. He's not going to have any arguments with his wife. Whatever she says, yes. Everything's going to be beautiful. Beautiful, quiet, peaceful. No, he's married a couple of months. Rav Shlomo Zalman asks him, he says, Tyra, how's your marriage? How are you going? How's things? He says, Rebbe, unbelievable. Almei menucha yisin aleni. He used the pasuk. It's mamish. We and my wife, we agree on every single thing. There isn't one discussion about anything. It's just yes. Shlomo Zalman said, that's a marriage? He said, what do you mean, Rebbe? I learned from you. I heard what you said about your wife, Levaya. Wanted to be the same just like you. He said, you think my wife and I never got into disagreements? all the time. And she laced into me when I was wrong. And I laced into her when she was wrong. I thought she was wrong. And we grew at that. We grew from each other. He said, wait, you sit your whole life and just stare at each other and smile? You have a nice nose? That's how you grow? That's not a picture perfect marriage. That's a terrible. Or maybe Nuchas, you're not laying. Nothing's going. Everything's perfect. That was Rishlam. The Emes, when you hear this story, then you're even more misspoiled from the first story. Because that means we're having disagreements here, nothing there's from Mechila. That's a bigger chiddush. To sit and tell your wife her whole life she has a nice nose, and then say, I don't have to ask Mechila Gvaldik, so you spend your life here and you have a nice nose. Okay, shkech. No! We had disagreements. I had to tell her off sometimes. She told me off sometimes. And still there's nothing there's from Mechila. So if I heard the second part, I was more misspoiled from the first part. Now, what's a friend? Most people, if they don't have a Torah Hashkofa, what do they want in a friend? A guy who you both the same. We, with the sprachas, we dig the same stuff. That used to be in my days. Maybe today there's different l'shaynis. Today I know if you really hold a guy, you call him a beast. In my days, you call a guy a behemoth. If you held, he was a behemoth. Today, he's such a beast. That's a compliment. I didn't remember before, I don't know if you know that. If you ever heard that from a Talmud, you should know it's a compliment. Because they do Rabbi him too. Reb David, he's a beast. I hope it's Malay Geramafu's policy. You mean at least. I hope it's a behemoth to Eire. Right? So what do you look for in a chaver? When you go to a friend, you look. People look for somebody who's like them. Somebody makes you feel good. Geschmack. You're great. No, I'm not so great. You are. You're terrific. You're the best thing that hit the planet. Now, you don't have to. I have to even sack in my chakras a shtickle. So getting up in the morning. No, you're perfect. You're perfect. I'm just perfect. Even my learning should get a little starker. No, you're learning Gevaldik. Forget it. You learn too much. You're unbelievable. It's lush and hard. It's not true. Not even a backlash. Your mom is perfect. People love Gevaldik. A friend that comes over and he gives you a little pinch every now and then. Tells you your pants are five sizes too small on you. You look like you can't breathe. And maybe you shouldn't be bottling the beginning of night, Seder, or maybe you should come early. A guy, I don't want to be friends with him. He's nagging. It's nagging, right? Now let's look at Aruch HaSadikim. Zok to Aruch HaSadikim. What's a chaver? Zok to Aruch HaSadikim in Shara Ava. Zok to Aruch HaSadikim. What's a friend? Zokter Kimel Chochover. What kind of friend? Hamoichiach Oischo Basaischo Shaleka Hagen. A friend who corrects you. You should look for a friend that corrects you. Don't look for a friend that makes nice. Nice is what you do to a pet dog. You pet it. That's a hunt. A friend. Supposed to give you a little tip. As I looked at. The Hamaland Cholasa is toiv. Says the Aruch HaSadikim. He teaches you how to do good. I was your age when I first saw this Aruch HaSadikim. I was about 13. And I read it and I went, wow, my musig of a friend is totally wrong. I wish that at 13 I already changed. I still kept my old friends. But it hit me. And that's a real close friend. A friend that corrects you. That tells you, you know, maybe work on this. You're not perfect. I love you very much, but you're not perfect. A friend who tells you, you're great, you're terrific. He pets you like a poodle. Gevaldik, you're perfect. And when you make a mistake, he goes, nah, but you're good. What are you, don't bother. It's fine. You're perfect. And even when you both realize you did something wrong, he says, okay, it's not so bad. Don't worry. You know, it's not so bad. It's a big deal. So you're mechutzav to your Rebbe. Nothing's happening. He'll get over it. Your Rebbe will get over it. It's nishkefelch. Zoktel. Histalik me'olav. Ki hu yazikcho hezegol. This guy is the most damaging person for you. Run away from him. Zoktel. Mahel su me'olav. Run for your life. So the friend that most people think is good, the guy goes, yeah, you're good, you're terrific. Gewaldig, he gives you therapy all day, how great you are. And even when you make a mistake, he goes, okay, it's not so bad, it's everything's good. Take fakapos. Run for your life. All the Rav Nosson teaches this pasuk in Kohelis. Toivim ha'shnayim in echad. Says the Ovis to Rav Nosson. Perek Yud Ches. Eizu chover shedibu chacham b'chol makom. All those gemaras and all the mishnayos that talk about a friend. What kind of friend? He says, somebody who you megala nistorov. You tell him all your secrets, all your things, that all your idiosyncrasies that you have. Vishnayim toivim in ha'echot. He says, why? He says, and your friend tells you where you're wrong. He corrects you. That's the best friend you can have. That's the best chava you could have. So I want to tell you, Rabbi Yisrael Poshuk Pshat. That's k'nei l'chochava. What does k'nei mean? K'nei means you have to buy something. If you buy something, it means it has to cost you. So I want to tell you a new pshat in k'nei l'chochava. K'nei l'chochava means you know what kind of friend you should have. A friend that you have to give up from yourself for the friendship. It's a friend that it does cost you. It costs you to be a better person to have this friend. It costs you, you have to talk a daven better. You have to be a better person. You have to stop talking Lashon Hara. This friend cost you. But a friend that doesn't cost you anything is take fuck a pause. A friend that you could stay the way you are. And he loves you the way you are. You're perfect. That's not a good friend. Fakert. Maher, zok tzor sadichim. Maher, run away from the guy. The guy is going to be mazik you hezegol. That's what you need in a friend. That's the godless of a friend. So in a sense, a friend is your Rebbe. Even if he's on your level, but he has an outside perspective, he could see things you don't see. And you could see things about him that he doesn't see. So instead of you looking at yourself when you're a friend, let me see, I can make the guy feel good. Of course you should try to make somebody feel good. Of course. And if they have certain things that can't be corrected, right, of course you should make them feel good about them. If it's not a midah ra, if it's not a bad character, make them feel good. But anything that they have that's bad that could be corrected, you're the biggest enemy if you don't tell them. You're the person's worst enemy. Look at your friend as somebody who could teach you, who could guide you. That's the kind of friend. That's a real friend. And in a wife, you need the same thing. Zocho, the areas in life that you're good, oizer, she helps you. The areas in life, loizocho, where you're not good, kenegdai, she has to fight you. That doesn't mean fight that the house is good. It means she has to correct you. She has to correct you. That's a real friend. And what people don't realize is that a friend is so valuable because a good friend could help you on things that you don't even see. Because people don't see their own things. You don't see your own blemishes. They did recently a study that it's so... I don't know if anyone remembers, I said this in Novi Shir a couple of years ago, that David HaMelech was looking in to, huh? Yeah. See? Davi Aben. David HaMelech was looking to find why there was a hunger, why there was a rov. He was looking and trying to find. He went even to the Urim V'Tumim at the end because he couldn't find it. But he said, I know, Ein HaDavar Toli Elabi. Must be me. What's Psha? Because if you can't find it, it means it's in you. Because what's wrong with you, you don't see. It's scientific. So I want to tell you something. They did a study recently. People can't even see physical things that are wrong with them. You hear? They took a person, a nutritionist, a dietitian, right, who tells people how much they're supposed to weigh, what foods they're supposed to eat. Call out volume. Some of them are so good at it, they can even look at a person. First of all, they can tell you how much you weigh, which is also a kunst. They can look at you and go, okay, that's about 200 pounds here. And they'll be pretty close. Not a scale, but pretty close. And they'll tell you then what you have to eat, what you don't have to eat. They did a study. When these people look in the mirror, they're 20% off with their own weight. And not 20% over, they're 20% less. So they know what you weigh exactly. They're perfect. But when they look at the mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all, then they see 20 pounds less. First the pshat, ein adam roye nigei atzmai. You don't see it. Says Shlomo HaMelech, toivim ha-shnayim min ha-echad. A friend is a tremendous benefit for you. You may think, oh yeah, if you get a brilliant friend, you get a Reb Chaim Brisk, you get a Haggadah of a Goyim, they could correct you. No. They could see things that you can't see. Even if they're no smarter than you are. And that's why he says, just like if somebody falls, they physically can't get up without somebody picking them up. So too, you need a friend to correct things, basic things. But that's what you have to look for in a friend. What comes out from all these chazals and all these mamakimas is, a friend is not somebody who pats you on the back. A friend is somebody there to correct you. And then that's the best friend you could have.